Doug and Wolf Mornings on the home of Arizona Diamondbacks baseball. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Diamondbacks front office focus, presented by Cox Business. You can expect more from Cox Business. Switch today at coxbusiness.com.
Amiel Sade is the assistant general manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks. He's joining Doug and Wolf on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Amiel, good morning. How's your life?
My life is doing okay. How you guys doing?
We're doing well, Amiel. Have you scheduled any trips to Boston lately?
I don't think so. But that's a good question.
Well, you know, I admit with you, I was going to wait till the end. But now that Wolf brought it up, are you, listen, you're good. And there's going to be teams crawling all over you. Are you the type of person that says, wait till our season's over, we can talk in October or November? Or are you more, hey, if it's going to happen, let's get out front of it and talk right now?
Oh man, I appreciate you guys thinking of me like that, and I appreciate you telling me that I'm good. There aren't many people that do. I'm obviously really excited to be here. I think my family loves it here. I think I'm flattered by any opportunities that have come about in the past, but I think my focus is the Diamondbacks, and honestly, my focus is going to be the Diamondbacks for the future, as long as Mike wants me around. So, I think we have an interesting offseason ahead of us, and I'm excited to kind of just tackle that.
Amiel, we are glad you're here as well. Let me just say that, right? You are good at your job. There's no doubt about that. September, and as you look at September right now, would you characterize this as a September collapse by the Diamondbacks?
I wouldn't call it a collapse. I mean, a collapse is a pretty tough word to use. I mean, obviously it's a disappointing September, and I think we're taking a look at why this is the past two Septembers we haven't played up to the potential that we believe our team can play up to. And I think, looking at it, I think if you look at it objectively, after the trade deadline, I think people kind of thought we were giving up in some ways by trading Zach Greinke. And this team showed that they had some fight, and obviously went on the run that we went on late August. And I think that's what got everybody's hopes up, and especially got our hopes up, and everybody in the clubhouse. And for one reason or another, and I don't know that we can necessarily put our finger on it, it just didn't work. I mean, the last couple of weeks, we going into New York, and we look like a different team. And I think that's the focus for the next couple weeks and probably a couple months, try to tackle what exactly is wrong with September. What happens in September with this D-backs team?
We're talking to Amiel Sade, assistant general manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Amiel, it's really tough to go down this road in the sense of 2020 as it relates to the last two Septembers, because we all accept the fact there's no more individual team game than the game of baseball. It's just you and the pitcher. Okay, there you go. And yet, when I look up and down your roster, I'm saying, well, he's good, he's good, he's good, he's good. You know, you've got a lot of good players, yet you're average. You have good players and an average team. How do we fix that to go from good players on a good team?
Yeah, that's a good question. I agree with you. I think we do have a lot of really good players. And I think as we look up and down the roster for 2020, we get excited over this team. I do believe, there's one part I kind of differ on is, I agree it's an individual game, but I think a team approach and a way a team plays the game becomes systemic. I think, as good teams learn to, I'll just use our offensive approach, as good teams learn to kind of control the strike zone and really just be tough hitters in the box. I think that, one through nine, I think that becomes systemic. And I think those are things that in some ways we've lost a little bit. There have been times in this year where we've been a very good team that has grinded out at bats and shown a really good offensive approach. And I think the last couple of weeks we haven't. So, we'll see how you know, how 2020 goes, but I think we do have a lot of talent.
Amiel, you know what I find interesting? The fact that Luke Weaver may actually get the opportunity to start against the Padres in the Padres series, right? And talk to me about Luke Weaver and where you project him to be.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, there's probably no one happier than Luke Weaver to be able to potentially pitch in a major league game. He's worked his butt off to get back to where he is. Obviously, he threw a couple innings last week in Visalia, and all the reports were very impressive. And I think the goal for Luke is stadium on a major league mound and face big league hitters and just kind of get some confidence going into the off season. You know, kind of get those nerves flowing again, just kind of know going into next year, I'm healthy. I could do this. Nothing's wrong. Prepare this off season for probably a very important 2020 for him too. So,
we're going to try to reconnect with Amiel Sada. When I've never heard that in my life.
Never.
For those of you that are listening, we heard the same thing you did, where all of a sudden he was driving through a tunnel, and he wasn't because he was in an office, but he's driving through a tunnel, yeah. And then all of a sudden and then he's just gone.
Even Shane Doan's phone never sounded
never made that noise.
Never made that noise.
You're exactly right. So that was a very, very weird. And good job, Maloney. We've got Amiel back on. You know, Amiel, I'm wondering too. I consider you a friend, and we have a word in our household, which is friends don't let friends lose to the Marlins. And we're not good against the Marlins this year, and that worries me because record wise, everybody's beating up on the Marlins except the Diamondbacks. And I always go to focus. When you're not taking care of business against bad teams, I worry about focus. Have you seen any signs this year that the Diamondbacks take for granted that, you know, player-wise, they should beat the Miami Marlins? What is your assessment of why are we 2-4 against the Marlins?
Oh, man, that's another good question. I agree with you. There are times where it looks like I don't think it's just the Diamondbacks. I think in general teams lose focus. I think we go out, we play some of the better teams, and we show that we're one of the better teams in the league. And then I'm not sure why it's the Miami Marlins or maybe the Cincinnati Reds that we lost to last week. You know, I think there are just times where, yeah, I mean, it's human nature. Sometimes you take teams for granted, and you know, this is the big leagues. This is an area where every player that is in the big leagues is a really good player and has grinded his way through the minor leagues and became who he is. And I think at times it's a team effort. You know, I think we have to just keep on reminding each other to focus at times. And it's something, again, it's something that we'll probably look at a little bit closer, because I agree. I think there are times where we shouldn't be losing to teams or playing the type of baseball that we play. And we shouldn't be doing that. So,
you know what, Amiel, Jimmy Scherfe is a bit of an enigma to me. He really is. Sometimes I think this guy could close at the major league level. Other times I think he couldn't close a ball. How do you process what you're seeing from Jimmy Scherfe?
Yeah, Jimmy, you know, obviously he came in the game a couple weeks ago and got two really big outs in Cincinnati. And I think it's just the nature of relievers. And I, you know, I hate to pick on Jimmy Scherfe because he obviously is the one that came in last night and, you know, to some degree gave up some base runners and obviously and some runs. You know, it's a tough game. I think there's, especially as a young pitcher who's up and down, I think you have to build confidence. And sometimes these are, you know, I think these are just the bumps in the road that relievers go through a lot of times. Unless you're really the elite relievers, these guys will go up and down and gain and lose confidence at times. And yeah, sometimes their stuff looks elite, and then sometimes they can't throw strikes or they can't get outs. And you know, it's obviously magnified for a reliever because they usually come in a game where they only get an inning and one or two batters, and if they make a mistake, it bloats their ERA. So, you know, I don't know the answer to why Jimmy is up and down the way he has been, but I don't think it's atypical to the type of reliever that we're looking at, which is really the majority of relievers in baseball.
That's going to be a big issue in all of 2020. Good luck. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning, Amiel.
Thanks, Amiel.
Yep. Sorry, I think my phone went out. Sorry about that before.
That's all, right, that's all good. You sounded good at the end. Hey, you closed well.
Maybe the Red Sox were going. Just kidding.
All right. See you guys.
Yeah, look at him get out real quick. We'll see, Amiel. There's Amiel Sade joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. That's Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC Nissan and Infiniti. Have you ever thought of like being funny more often? That was actually pretty good.
No.
Sunday could feature Kyler and Kyle once again. So how will their history impact this matchup? That's coming up on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
You've been listening to D-backs Front Office Focus, presented by Cox Business. You can expect more from Cox Business. Switch today at coxbusiness.com.